Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You still single, Jake?
Oh, yeah, let's start that way.
Not for my sake, but
okay.
Just creating conversation. Okay. We are on a podcast. We're supposed to talk.
Okay.
I don't know what else to say.
Thank you. Yes, I am still single. I'm unmarried.
Good.
Yeah, as far as the government's concerned, I'm a single man. I recently was confused for being in a relationship, which is kind of fun.
Okay.
Well, that part of it is fun. And then it stops being fun when I tell you it was with my sister. So that was a bummer. We were out to eat and...
Why'd they get confused?
I don't know. I don't necessarily know what we were doing that would have made them think that. Maybe it was we were in such a romantic spot. We were at McAllister's Deli at like 1 p.m. Oh. Maybe that's what did it.
Right. I mean, I've been out of the dating game just for a little bit, but that was kind of, if I meet a girl maybe on Bumble or something, I'd be like, hey, let's get a Caesar wrap at 1 p.m. this Saturday.
Yeah. AM. How about a little bacon spud for your bacon stud?
Yeah. What do you think? Yeah, a couple of baked potatoes.
What do we think? A little sweet tea from our sweetie.
Maybe hit the matinee prices at the theater. see what happens.
Yeah, get some orthopedic shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, are you 75 years old?
Yeah.
Everything you're suggesting.
No.
You could pre-chew my food. Okay, now it's obvious. All right.
I'm not going to meet you. No. No.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was like the kisses on the lips that we were doing. I don't know why we were confused. For being dating.
We're just really close.
Yeah, we're just a couple years apart. So, you know how it is.
Like, sir, you guys are sitting on the same side of the booth.
Like, yeah.
Well, we like to kick our feet up.
Yeah. Like to kick our feet up and play a little footsie.
Yeah.
That's all. She likes it when I do the like
tea.
Yeah. The there's an egg on your head and it's falling down your back. Yeah. What's
bullet hole.
Yeah.
Blood rushing down your back.
Yeah. She likes it when I do
that. Heebie-jeebies everywhere. What is it? That always gave me the goosebumps.
It was fun. I haven't had that done to me since
I remember the last time
I hung out with my sister.
Yeah, seriously. I learned that from my cousins.
So okay.
You and I are kind of...
Just different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, we're kind of in the same boat.
Yeah.
I liked when my cousins tickled me. You kissed your sister.
That's all good.
Mm-hmm. That's how we were raised.
Yeah, Midwest.
So, okay, let's have a little debate.
Let's talk.
I am born and raised Oklahoma boy. Oklahoma's kind of, it's uncategorized in a lot of ways. A lot of people say South, Midwest. You know, I've heard people throw around, I don't know, Southeast. Oklahoma, you're a Missouri guy. So you would always say you were a Midwest guy.
Yeah, Missouri seems Midwest to me.
Mm-hmm. Which I would argue, you're kind of Appalachia. You're like the
Appalachia.
You're the stepbrother to Appalachia. Ozarks is Appalachia with just like, well,
like different chewing tobacco. Just,
yeah, different. I think different amphetamines.
Sure.
Yeah. But, so But you would say Midwest. You would say Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is tricky because it's like it's south of where I grew up. Yeah. But it's not like that south, and it doesn't feel as Midwest. It's probably, I'm going to go 65% Midwest, 35% south. Mm. Because also, like, Virginia is part of the south. And geographically, it's like, that's so north. But true. It's like the old south, like the dirty south.
Right. They got like Robert E. Lee statues and stuff.
Yeah, like if you're taking down statues, you're in the south.
Yeah.
And
that's okay. That's a good point. But my argument to that is Oklahoma was, let's see my facts here. It's like the 46th state.
You barely got in.
Yeah, barely. It's like it was a state like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think we were just late to the party. Like Oklahoma has always been racist, but it just wasn't even Oklahoma yet.
It was more of in a Native American way.
Right.
Not in a dirty south way.
It's not. Yeah, so it has, I feel like that's how a lot of people categorize the South. It's like, or the war or something. Like, Oklahoma wasn't a state at the war.
Yeah.
But, by the way, less racist now than it was then.
I think you guys are doing great.
Yeah, thank you. A great place to grow.
All right, let me ask you.
And my argument is it's South. If I've been to a lot of places. I've been to Midwest places. I've been to your classic Southern places. The characteristics of the people there, of what's going on. More southern.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've had sweet tea in Oklahoma, and that was southern tasting to me. Right. You can judge a lot by their sweet tea. Mm-hmm. Is it in a mason jar?
Yeah.
Is it overloaded with sugar? Is everyone diabetic around me?
Right.
Yes, you're in the south.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Majority of people are overweight.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. There's pockets where it is among the highest crime rate and drug use in the country.
You're in the south.
You're in the south.
Or are there just pockets in general? Cargo shorts. Yeah, you might be in the south.
Baptist church, every corner.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Bible belt with like a black belt.
Mm-hmm. Football.
Football. Yeah. SEC. Tailgating. Cornhole.
Yeah.
Did you and your cousins play a little cornhole? If you know what I mean. Yes.
Yes.
South.
Exactly.
South.
Perfect. So there we go. Debate over.
All right. Let me ask you some other states because I have some thoughts too on like geography identification.
Happy to help.
Let's start with Kentucky. How would you categorize that?
That is... like half and half southern Appalachia, you know what I mean? So you have some people up probably in some hills somewhere with a lack of service but an abundance of syringes.
Family values.
Yeah. They're generational.
Syringes.
Wealth.
Oh.
of.
Yeah. Yeah, you had it. That was actually the incorrect answer. The answer I was looking for was the Middle East.
Oh. Duh.
Let's try to rebrand it. The Middle East has such a bad rap right now. Why can't it be Kentucky and Indiana?
That's a good point. Ohio?
Yeah, Toledo. That's not the North.
That's not Midwest. That's the Middle East.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good time.
No more Baghdad. All right? Right. If you grew up, you know, in the early 2000s, you were hearing a lot of Baghdad, Iran, whatever.
Right.
The new Middle East is Cincinnati.
The Middle East. Yeah. Yes. Cincinnati. We're going there on tour.
Peace in the Middle
can't
East.
Can't wait to go to the Middle East. Love the Middle East.
Yeah. They're great. They bought a lot of tickets.
Yeah. They did. Bought a lot of tickets. And what do we say? Oh, yeah. And we're going to go do shows there, and we're not going to bomb. We're going to kill it.
Of course not. Yeah, yeah.
We're not going to bomb on stage.
We will take, we will have no bombing. We will have no, dang it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you're going to say here, but.
Yeah, I was going to quote Tommy Boy, and I was like, no, don't quote Tommy Boy. And then when I tried to come back to what I was saying, it was gone.
Yeah.
So, should have slept more last night.
Team 6 style, man. We're going to kill it.
We're going to kill it. I should have slept more last night, segue, because I was watching the Olympics.
Oh, it's great.
I'm
all for it. I watched some artistic swimming.
Okay. Just you and your cousins? What is artistic swimming?
It's like there's like dancing in the water. I don't know. it's pretty beautiful and mesmerizing, but it's not far off from like me at a apartment pool after having a couple of seltzer. It's pretty close to that as well because I get pretty fluid.
Yeah.
You know, but,
yeah,
it's fun.
If you had 6 HD cameras surrounding me in the pool, you could make me look pretty artistic, probably.
Right.
Yeah, and good lighting. I can look artistic.
I believe it.
Yeah.
You synchronize it.
So you watched that. That was your
main
thing.
I've seen some of that.
Okay, nice.
What did you watch?
I watched men's volleyball. I watched the United States get dominated by Vladimir.
Why is it the Russian Olympic Committee?
I don't know.
Wasn't it Russia?
I don't know.
Do you know, Derek? Steroids. Derek knows. Huh?
Steroids.
Steroids.
Steroids?
That's how they avoid it, yeah.
Cover it up.
Mm-hmm. Because remember, that was it the last Olympics? Or the one they hosted or something? Where Russia was somehow in charge of stuff of the Olympics, and then they like tried to cheat their way in, where like they drugged up every one of their athletes.
Oh,
and
I
then
do remember this.
They got caught and just kicked them all out. But
so they found a loophole, so they're not competing as a country anymore, or what?
I don't know. But they're
sounds Russian.
I don't know. All I know is that after watching it, I'm pretty. If we ever 23andMe Katie, she's got to be 90% Russian.
Yeah,
that girl looks Russian. We were watching the Russians do the Olympics, and it was like Lukana Miskovkova.
Yeah,
and she just was so pale and had blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah,
and I was like, Kitty, you're Russian.
Yeah, I actually I've been testing it out.
She's not pale. She's fair skinned.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Lovely.
Okay, good. Alabaster.
Not anemic.
No, not transparent.
No,
not reminds me of Elmer's glue.
No.
Just fair skinned.
Precious.
Yeah, like a precious moments. Figurine made of limestone, which is white. I've been testing it out. Katie has actually been responding to Vlad. I've been saying that around her, and she'll like turn her head. And she might have had that name at some point.
She started this weird thing. I'm trying to be like, don't do this in public, but I'll be like, I'll like come home, or she'll come back from like a meeting at work or something, be like, hi, and she'll go, hi. And I'm like, no, it's just do the wave. Why are you, you know, that's how we do it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very concerning.
So there might be some German in there as well, I guess, is what you're saying?
Or
did we just confuse our countries there for a little bit?
I get confused about the Middle East. Ugh.
Ah. Russia. That was her middle name, actually. Ah.
Yeah.
Vladimir.
Is it Katie or Katie? I don't know.
A lot of
Russians
consonants.
No Russians were Nazis?
The ones that I know weren't.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they were.
There might have been some overlap.
Yeah, I bet a few. They're close on a map. No, they're not.
I don't know. Russia's so big that Russia's kind of close to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Russia's close to America.
That was my thinking. Russian, you can find a Russian just about anything.
You can find
it. I'm going to WWE Raw.
Yeah.
There'll be one of the fighters is probably Russian.
Yeah, they've made their way into about every crevice of society.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. They're sneaky.
Yeah.
Just like they made their way into the Olympics.
So I apologize to all the Russians. You guys are not Nazis. I just want to make sure that's known. I knew that.
Yeah.
The whole time. I did get that confused. I know nothing about history.
That's all right. You're doing good with
just
other stuff.
Just live in the future, man.
Mm. Good
that's
for
what
you.
What I'm worried about. Elon Musk. Crypto.
Yes.
Mars. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know where there aren't any Nazis? Mars.
Right.
That's where I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's also no water.
There's probably Russians on Mars.
Maybe.
Actually.
Do you believe that we landed on the moon?
What moon?
The one that orbits our Earth.
You're already fooled. That's step one, believing there's a moon.
Oh, that fool. LED display?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'm so unwoke. I have such a narrow mindset.
I know.
It's one of my biggest flaws.
What's next? Oh, you want to go bird watching? You fool.
Yeah, you have an easier chance seeing zero Nazis in Russia.
Yeah. Wake up. You think those are crows? Those are Russians.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Do you think we landed on the, quote, moon?
I'm sure we probably did, but if there's one, oh, so unprofessional. Derek's phone has gone off.
It's the Russians.
They found out. Mm-hmm. They found out. If there's one conspiracy theory
Let me just back up really
okay.
quick. Now I get what I was doing. Russians look like Western Russians.
There you go.
Look like Nazis.
Tough to...
They look... I'm thinking they look... No, they do. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Like Aryan would probably be a better way. It's kind of like the fair skin, pale thing.
I am a stand with that answer. I feel good about that.
Like what Hitler would want people to look like. You could say it that way. I don't know if you could say they look like Nazis. They probably
That's
wouldn't
a
like
good
that.
Point. Aryan.
Yeah. Aryan people.
What's Aryan? That's like the nickname for like, we want people in this area to look good.
Yeah, or like
for Arians.
They spelled Aaron wrong one time. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Arian Carter. Yeah, I loved his song. I love candy.
Yeah, we want everyone to look like Arian Carter.
Yeah.
Is that hard to do?
Arian Carter, when he was 13. You store Y's in there when they're not really supposed to be.
That's probably what it was. What, is there a place called Aria? Arian.
Syria? Yeah.
Oh, Syria.
In the Middle East. It's in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, Syria. I don't know where Aria is. I don't know where that comes from.
Woo! But that was my connection, and now I just wonder. Now everyone's agreeing I'm not that dumb.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, what I meant to say is, and not offend anyone, is that Katie looks Russian and Nazi-like.
That's it.
That's all I'm trying to say. Which... Okay, I'm done.
All right. I'm sure we did land on the moon, but I spent about 3 hours one time in the Air and Space Smithsonian Museum in D.C.
The Arian Space?
Oh, boy, this is confusing.
Is that what you said?
No, I didn't even mean to.
They've got control of everything.
they're controlling my tongue. I don't even have free will anymore. Reagan is still president. He is my president. He will always be. Yeah. Whoa, what's happening? Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., the Smithsonian. Spent a lot of time in there. I learned about the Cold War. Let me just say, they weren't proponents of the conspiracy theory, but the more I learned about the Cold War and how important it was in the space race and everything, I'm like, I think it's a more beautiful story. It's a fun piece of history if someday we learn we did fake it to like win the space race. And also, the more I've looked into it, one last thing, and then the history lesson could be over with. Russia beat us to like everything in space. They had the first like man in space. They had the first like animal in space. They had the first satellite in space. Like, they were so far ahead of us. And then out of nowhere, the U.S. is like, oh, well, that's crazy. We landed on the moon first. It like doesn't really make any sense. So I'm like, I hope we faked it. In the 60s, somehow we green screened everyone and we faked it. That's awesome.
That would be awesome.
Okay, I'm over.
I know nothing about what you're talking about. What's the Smithsonian?
Okay, so Arian Smith is a guy's name back in the day. He loved history. He's
Smithsonian, Washington, D.C.
Good. National treasure. It was firm. It was firm. Adamant. It was resolved. It was resolved.
The Declaration of Independence.
Dude, did you also grow up loving that movie?
Oh, it was my favorite movie. We watched it so much. And the back of my mom's Toyota Sequoia, dude.
Yes, dude.
Yeah. Flip down TV, 8-inch screen. Oh, play it again!
Yeah, it's almost too big at that time. 8-inch screen.
Awesome. It was an iPhone 6 taped to the top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was awesome.
You never forget your first time being car sick. Mine was the Honda Odyssey. 8-inch screen, okay. National treasure. Riley's making me laugh. Next thing you know, I'm yakking out of the electric door.
It was great. My parents, they had headphones that would connect to the audio. So we just... sit back there and watch the tiny screen. Yeah,
those worked for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, parents, you think you figured it out because you hand your kids an iPad? My parents were doing that before iPads were even invented.
Hand them a portable DVD player on the way down to Destin.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Genius.
Parent Trap. Bruce Almighty.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
There you go.
Master of Disguise.
Master of Disguise.
Snow Dogs, dude. Snow Dogs! Tell me you didn't watch Snow Dogs.
I got down on Snow Dogs.
Oh, yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr., dude?
Yeah, Snow Dogs was great.
God, that guy was good on a sleigh. Yeah. Sled.
He slayed.
Those were the good ones. Snow Dogs.
Daddy Daycare. Hilarious. Oh. Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yeah.
Cheetah Girls movie. I had a sister. It's okay.
Yeah.
I had to throw out that disclaimer.
Right. Reenact the kissing scenes. Dude, Snow Dogs.
My
Big Fat Greek Wedding?
No.
Yeah, you guys weren't allowed to watch that.
No.
Part of the South.
Master of Disguise was awesome. Oh, also the Pink Panther. That was a big one, too.
Yep.
I look back at the Master of Disguise, I'm like, ooh, this was not as funny as I thought
the
it
Titans.
Was. Oh, of course, dude. That movie's so good.
Man.
All the sports movies back in the day were phenomenal. The Rookie, Rookie of the
Year.
The
Rookie, dude. We watched The Rookie so much.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how... Could we not buy some more DVDs? We watched all of these 8 times. Dennis Quaid throwing fastballs.
Yeah. Which it doesn't...
We watched all the same movie. It's like such a specific category of movie. It's a PG movie based on a true story that doesn't make you happy or sad. Just like takes up time.
It's a story for an hour and a half.
Yeah. That's great.
That's a good category.
Yeah, it's very specific. Finding Nemo got up in there, but less of the animation. We like the real life actors.
Yeah, yeah. That was better. That hit home a little harder.
The Rookie was a class.
Home Alone, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have been the only
family
to watch Home Alone 4, but I've seen it. It was not
good. We gave up after, I think, maybe we gave 3 a chance. We're like, this is.
Yeah.
We got the point. Flubber.
Never got down on Flubber.
Was way back in the day.
I don't know why. Would have loved Robin Williams at that age, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Dances with Wolves, I got into quite a bit.
Homeward Bound.
Oh my gosh, dude. Anything with a Golden Retriever, I watched.
Yeah.
Until I heard Air what Bud. Happens in Marley and Me, and I was Air like, Bud, no thanks.
Yeah, Air Bud basketball. Air Bud, dude. Air Bud football. Oh, Air Bud.
Golden Receiver.
Golden Receiver. Dude, that got out of hand.
Baseball. Let's talk about the Golden.
Oh,
the,
he's doing no-look swings with a bat.
Let me show you how Air
Bud. Screw Air Bud.
Yeah, the no-look swing. He puts the bat in his mouth like this. And hold on. The pitcher is this way. And for a dog to hit a baseball bat, Air Bud has to turn around like this. And it's like, the pitcher's coming. Boom.
He smells it coming. Because dogs are salt water. He smells the ball.
They put some bacon bits on the ball. And when he knows it's getting closer.
Isn't the MLB in that movie, right?
And I think he's wearing shoes, which threw me off.
He's going to hit a 88 mile per hour slider. Dude, it would bust out his teeth.
Be dog's mouths are cleaner than ours, but are they stronger?
Mm-mm.
Probably not that strong.
I don't know. Ask your sister.
Don't call her that. I really wanted to say the word. I really wanted to say it, but I didn't.
Basketball, man, we can get this guy, maybe he could bark in a couple shots in a high school game, but this guy, he's out here playing the NFL.
With the Tom Brady deflated football? Yeah, right. Who's going to let that fly?
Exactly.
They had to completely deflate the football for him to catch it.
Ray Lewis literally killed someone. You think he's
taking
beyond,
it easy?
Yeah, putting a dog down? Not at all.
Yeah, he used to call him Ray the Euthanizer Lewis.
Yeah.
That was his thing.
Good gosh.
Yeah.
Air Bud, yeah. Some of these.
Mike Vick was asked to be in that movie and then for some reason was removed from the cast at the last minute.
Yeah. I heard that too. He was part of the... I heard Air Bud, he was part of the deleted scenes that made it to trial.
Nice. Yeah. Pun. Did you ever watch The Longest Yard? Speaking of prisoners. I love that movie.
We have to understand. Yeah,
the new one, for sure. Adam Sandler. That movie was awesome.
That was PG-13. It came out prior to me being 13.
Really?
So I didn't watch it.
I watched it freshman year of high school, and it was awesome.
Soundtrack was awesome.
Yeah, it was one of the first movies I saw as an athlete where I was like, these guys are actually doing sports the right way. It was hard to find...
High School Musical? Zac Efron?
Oh, my gosh.
My gosh, I would dunk all over that guy.
The dude was pivoting like he was getting paid per pivot or something. Yeah. It didn't make any sense.
Mm.
There's that scene in a Double Teamed, which is just, I mean, some of the worst sports cinematography in the history of mankind.
It is wild. That could be a video. Sports videos of the 90s.
Yeah, sports movies.
Doesn't even make sense.
What else did I get down on?
We got down on them, man.
Basically just National Treasure. Open up. I remember when I first heard of escape rooms, they unlocked this thing in me that I was like, Benjamin Gates. The Benjamin Gates inside of me is coming out, and I love escape rooms because of my love for National Treasure.
Right.
I feel like I learned things.
Escape room, man.
I learned things in that movie. Daylight Savings Time was a Ben Franklin thing. I learned about that.
Yeah, why'd Ben Franklin do that to us? He got...
Something about the farmers, I don't know.
He got shocked.
Cicadas.
Cicada, yeah.
I think.
He invented those.
Yeah.
Because they're drones.
Yeah. Every 13 years. Yeah, because they have a new software update. Mm-hmm. It takes them a while. That's why they come out.
Okay, speaking of all this, we asked... excuse me. We asked you to send in some of your dating profiles so we could roast. And
I can't wait. I haven't seen any of them, but I'm so excited.
It's going
to
be great.
I hope this ends up being a good idea.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process.
Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, we're going to start off hot here. We have Stephanie. Stephanie, thanks for being a listener. Thanks for sending it in. Looks like, Jake, you know better than me. This looks like a little hinge action.
Little and hinge Stephanie action.
Here. She's a 33-year-old woman who is straight.
That's good.
Is there, so if you put gay, then they just pair you up automatically, or?
I feel like, no, it's like a big part of like dating apps. I think you say like what you are and what you're interested in. You know, so then they're like, okay, we'll sort everything for you. Seems a little redundant. Be like, I'm a man interested in women. Also, I'm straight. All right. I want to get ahead of all the accusations now. I know there's some old ballet pictures of me out there. Yeah, I am straight. You
have to put, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Really, I assumed all of you were
just
straight.
Just upload your Facebook photos and it's like, yeah, maybe too many of you and your sister. Are like, so what are you interested in? Like, I'm straight.
I'm straight.
You already asked me this once, Hinge.
It's a little weird now. Yeah, if you have to say you're straight, it's like, no, I knew that. Why are you having to say? Yeah. Okay, so Stephanie's straight.
She's from Ohio. Oh, the Middle East.
Middle East. Nice. Beautiful this time of year.
She says, I love Hinge. The dorkiest thing about me. So Hinge, there's like questions you answer, right? Have you ever
little,
done-
Little prompts.
Have you ever done the dorkiest thing about me?
No.
So what's the dorkiest thing about you? What would you put?
Oh, probably sometimes my socks don't match. I'm so quirky.
I'm like such a nerd. I like love Rick and Morty. The dorkiest thing about me is I play computer video games sometimes. Roller Coaster Tycoon is one of the top games of all time. I'll never give up on those levels. Crying laughing emoji.
That does make me cry laugh.
So, yeah, she says she's 33. Being a look, that could be a little white lie. Not just because she's white, but she has a PC from 92, I guess. Do they even make Roller Coaster Tycoon anymore?
Yeah, how do you get your hands on that?
Wow.
Deep dive on eBay.
Impressive. And she says, a shower thought I recently had. As I wonder if our pets think in English or if every breed has their own language. Yeah, I don't think. I don't know if I. Part of me wishes I was single so I could get on the apps and just match with this type of person. Be like, so let me just tell you, dogs for sure don't have a language.
if they did, it's not English.
Yeah, they are dumb dogs that if their language is feed me, I like.
Yeah.
You food, I like you.
Stephanie, I have bad news. That's a shower thought I had when I was 7.
Yeah.
And then I grew up. I was like, wait, why would animals think in English?
I think he talked to me, Mom.
Seriously, I would ask my
Buster,
parents.
Buster, I think he said, I love you. He went, wah, 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 wah.
I remember asking my parents, what does that cow sound mean? And they're like, well, he's just like a cow. I was like, no, like, what does that mean in English? Yeah.
It means filet mignon, Jacob.
It means
all right?
Steak in 4 weeks.
He's going to be slaughtered tonight at our farm. It means feeding our family for the next year.
That's called sustenance.
Why don't we think you have a freezer the size of a...
Grow up. The cow is not speaking English when he's moaning, all right?
No, but my dog, like when I'm upset, I can tell he comes and he cares
like,
for
I
me.
I swear he's no, saying
he's
like...
He's worried you're dying and he knows you're the source of his life.
Yeah, every animal besides like maybe the smartest dolphin or chimpanzee is acting on purely instinct. Like, oh my gosh, I feel like my pit bull like really has a personality.
Yeah.
If his you personality don't... is kill you when you turn your back.
Yeah, if you don't shower enough, Stephanie, you're going to start smelling like your dog's dinner. Okay? Start smelling a little... You ever get that, you forget the DO, you smell like taco meat? Those don't go to a dog park, dude. So thank you, Stephanie.
There's your problem. Dorkiest thing about me.
Yeah.
Sometimes my body odor smells like taco meat.
You know what I'm talking about. Just give it a whiff, man. Katie had me, like, this is definitely a girl thing. All of a sudden, my good old Cetaphil that worked great as face wash now is like liquefied Caesar salad or something. I don't know what it says. It's like, oh, she's like, it's more natural. She's like, all that like deodorant you use, it has aluminum in it. It's bad for you. So I'm all natural deodorant. I literally had a buddy of mine be like, yo, dude, like, I hate to be this guy, but I got you. But like, you smell bad.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, yeah.
That's good to know.
This doesn't work. So yeah. That's shocking. If you go a few days without deodorant, you reek.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I really got to that point because I don't allow myself to do that.
Don't try the natural stuff. Okay. Because it does not work.
There is a middle ground, a safe middle ground. Just get like deodorant that doesn't have aluminum in it. Whatever.
Aluminum works great.
Aluminum does work great.
I love it, man. Let's go on down to, we have Anna. Anna from, looks like from Wisconsin. She says she's Christian, she's spiritual, and she's liberal.
Oh.
Well, that's not possible.
Hold on. Might as well said you were gay looking for men. Because this doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, right. You voting Republican or Democrat? You voting going up or going down? That's what I say.
Just kidding, guys.
Anna, she's a Christian girl.
Wait, looks she's like a stout?
Sweet gal.
Oh, no, she went to...
She goes to UW like... Stout.
I guess that's
body
a college.
Body type? Yeah. Do they give you options? Body type, athletic.
Stout and sturdy.
Lean. Thick with two C's, thick with four C's.
It literally says the word stout. I was like, wait, have I been missing this?
Body type, south. Do you look like someone from the south? Like the south south? Or you more of like a county fair type? Or okay, she okay. says.
Anna looks nice.
She looks like a nice gal. The yeah. key to my heart is vegan pizza.
No, she doesn't look as nice. A little basic, Anna. A little basic, which is fine. I think some guys like the basic stuff.
People don't realize this. Before I had Jake, before I had a Derek, when I was just a solo guy making content to make fun of basic white girls, I would my co-writers were Anna and the like. I would go through the dating apps I was on, and I would jot down what was in their bios.
Really?
95% of them consisted of one of the following: pizza, wine, tacos, sushi, yoga, coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I've never made up my own content. I just copied their captions. Yeah. Just dating profiles.
Yeah. I remember it always throws me off too when it's like, one thing I can't live without. And then it's like a little Mexican. And it's like, what's his name? Yeah. Like, why are you living with like this small Mexican man?
Are you single or not?
Yeah. While you're on this app.
Yeah.
You can't live without a little Mexican. Mm. That seems weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting. Well, tell him hi for her.
Tell him hola for me.
She says, my simple pleasures, a 6 a.m. glass of pre-workout before a morning run.
Ooh, that doesn't sound very simple.
Yeah.
Sounds very intense.
Yeah, it's very... Who puts their pre-workout in a glass?
What a psycho.
Holy cow. You put that on the rocks.
You got ice in it? Yeah. Yeah. You got like pre-workout around the rim?
Throw it down. Yeah. she's lime wedge, just rolling it in there. Slamming it back.
I think that's a helpful answer, though. That tells me that, like, we're pretty different people. So that's probably right. Not, like...
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to bed at that time.
Yeah.
6 a.m.
I just got done watching the Russian Olympic team play volleyball.
Yeah. You're trying to...
It's a post-workout for me.
Slam pre-workout. Vegan pizza. What is on vegan pizza? That's just not even pizza at that point. What do we call that? A nut pie or something. I mean, that's their thing. If it's vegan or something, it's just nuts. They've just like liquefied them or smashed them into another shape.
It's just vegetables laid out horizontally.
Yeah.
We have cauliflower crust. We have like, yeah, tomato, extra tomato sauce.
Cashew cheese. Whatever that means.
And then broccoli spread. You've just laid out vegetables horizontally.
Yeah.
And you're calling it pizza.
Forget that. Forget all that. That's what I love about vegan pizza. It's like, it's more calories than regular pizza.
Oh, they're full of themselves. They got to wake up.
Just stuffed with nuts and avocados and oils. It's like 78 grams of fat. Yeah, you didn't think about that, huh?
That's why she's so stout. You're the
smart guy eating Little Caesars.
Yeah, thank you. About it.
That's why she's so, yeah.
That's what makes her a stout woman. Anna, next, overall, I'm going to start handing out ratings.
Please, Anna.
This is not how you look. This is just at your profile. Actually, maybe I shouldn't be giving them ratings. Actually, no, I'm like, I don't know if that's.
You know what? I'd like to also comment on their their figures, their looks.
Let's get into the stoutness more. Okay, I'm not going to give ratings. Oh, these. It was going to be a good rating, though, Anna.
These are all lovely women. We know that. We have to say that. I didn't want to comment too. Samantha had a picture of her holding onto a sloth.
Yeah, I think that's a good opportunity to be like,
which has some nice symbolism, maybe.
Like her love language of physical touch. She moves really slow. Mm-hmm. She's hairy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. I was thinking those three things exactly.
Up to you what you want to take away from that.
So, yeah, Jake's rating. Let's not rate the women. Yeah.
My rating is I played the fifth.
I love how I was about to move on. You're like, hold on, I want to rate this chick.
Hold on.
Brittany. Brittany, thank you for sending in. Thanks for being a listener. Brittany is a, she's from Utah. She looks Mormon. And she is LDS. That means Mormon, right? Or that means.
I thought it meant pounds.
That's what you take at like Bonnaroo. What's LDS?
I like the different routes we went for. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's illegal LDS. You put a little LDS under your tongue, and the next thing you know, you wake up at a temple in Utah. And so they just call it LDS.
Yeah, okay.
Like, whoa, how did that's I get in Provo? It must have been all that LDS. Woo! I took.
That was a lot of LDS.
Burning Man. Oh, man, it's got me thinking about not going to the place with a lot of Burning Men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeez. So she's LDS, and she's 5'8", high school teacher. And it says she's curvy.
What website is this where you get to put an actual body type? I was kidding about the stout thing earlier. They literally,
curvy.
It has like a t-shirt she's a figure.
Mormon and curvy? I don't show that to your grandma. She's not going to like that.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's not from drinking all that coffee. Right? Derek, confirm? Okay, thanks. It's not from lattes.
So Brittany, she says, after work, you can find me scrubbing my bathroom, then reading a book.
Every day?
Is that like an LDS thing?
This is weird.
Oh, I must have misread it. IBS. Oh, maybe.
That's why I have to scrub the bathroom.
Yeah, that makes it. Yeah, she put LDS, but she meant IBS. My daily routine, scrubbing the dang toilet.
Buying new underwear.
Yeah. That's IBS for you.
That's my favorite joke you've ever told. Oh, wait.
I misread it.
Every day after work, I have to scrub my bathroom. Good Lord, Brittany. What's happening to you in there? What?
It's not rubbing that up. It's just scrubbing my bathroom, then reading a book.
Scrubbing my bathroom. Not like just cleaning up
hands
my
and knees.
Oh, God. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brittany.
Latter-day Sharts, dude.
Sheesh. And that makes sense. It's later in the day.
Later
in the day, it's time.
Latter-day Sharts, yeah. Okay, thank you, Brittany.
Like the part, if this is a stand-up set, we leave the set right now. We say thank you. Thank you, Greg Japan.
Thank you, Provo.
I want to end the set here. That was so good. Oh, Brittany, just a gold mine or brown mine, however you want to look at it.
Okay, let's. I did want to give this little shout out. I've never heard of this before. Someone sent in writeaprisoner.com. So I think this is a good resource where you can
find this one.
Write people in prison because they're probably, they're probably pretty bored, pretty lonely. So here's this pretty cute girl.
Oh,
writeaprisoner.com. She says, hey, I'm Miranda, but I also go by my middle name, Cheyenne. Oh, I didn't want to shout out the listener.
Oh, I saw that comment. Yeah.
When we had the spelling where I think it was similar to Cheyenne, but I said, I think it's Shane. And I was right. Shout out to Shane.
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. My name's Miranda, but I also go by my name, Cheyenne. Is that like her prison name?
But some of my roommates
Shane
have started.
Cheyenne.
Yeah, they've started to rename me.
Yeah. I'm currently serving time doing to be charged with murder, but I'm pending trial on self-defense. Looking for people to talk to, help me pass the time. Someone's going to keep up combos and just stay optimistic. And I'm an open book, easy to talk to, love to laugh, and I love music. So I don't know how single you are, Jake. But.
You start with, I'm currently serving time being charged with murder. Four sentences later, I love to laugh, I love music.
Yeah, I love to
Spotify
just,
girl.
Lighthearted, easy to talk to, unless you make me mad. I've killed someone before. So So first things first, what you want to know about me? The government claims I killed a person.
I'm claiming self-defense, which who hasn't been there, right?
That's intense right there.
This girl looks
like
someone
in every way, but she's serving life.
She knows how to work a knife if you come at her. She looks like someone I went to high school with. So there's something. The perfect icebreaker.
Yeah.
Hey.
Did we? Wait a second.
How do you feel about Indians.
You're my sister, right?
Because of my high school. Yeah, yeah. You're my sister.
Oh, were you guys the Indians?
We were, yeah.
Have they changed it yet?
Not yet. Matter of time, though.
Probably, right?
I know, yeah.
I don't know, man. Some of these places probably hold pretty firm.
Then again, yeah, I don't even know if like my hometown has like all of the internet yet. I think we've just gotten it in parts. So It may be a while before they even know about right. name changes or COVID. You know, they're still figuring stuff out one step at a time.
That's fair.
But Cheyenne. I mean, this profile is amazing. It's amazing that someone even knew that writeaprisoner.com existed and they sent us this profile. Maybe this is awesome. Girlfriend. I mean, maybe he's been writing Cheyenne.
Writeaprisoner.com. Let's see what's on here. Must be 18 or older. That's good. That's this probably a bummer for some of the prisoners.
Let me just... let me just say in all...
David Given.
In all honesty, out of the three girls that we've talked about, I am most curious about like getting in touch with Cheyenne. She could, like,
oh, you've like murdered someone,
but she's like, yeah, like a pretty optimistic. I'm an open book. Yeah. Like,
what's the dorkiest thing about you?
Well, probably
when I stabbed that guy to death, I was wearing my Yu-Gi-Oh shirt. When I get off of work, I clean up the crime scene.
I scrub the bathroom because my ex-husband's inside of there.
Yeah, scrub the bathroom every day because I'm paranoid they'll find the tracks.
Blood is tough to get out. Yeah, it's like I'm looking for a man who can be tough. I'm into choking my ex-boyfriend when he doesn't respect me.
Yeah,
and come to my art show. Oh, so that's not as kinky as I thought it was going to be at first. This is just terrifying.
This is terrifying.
Oh, I would like to know Cheyenne.
That's good.
Gosh. Cheyenne.
This is fascinating. So here's a guy, Ryder Prisoner, Jonathan. My name's Jonathan. Hoping to meet some beautiful women. I enjoy good people, good times, easygoing guy. You could if you want to know more, there's more on my profile. Not to my belief, there's nothing bad. That's what it says. So go down. You know, he's 40. He's 42. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Aryan.
Russian Nazi. That's not a thing. Sorry. He's he's male. He's straight. He's not on death row.
That's one. What's your body type? Are you on death row?
Yeah. I'm on the curvier side, so the death row seats are tougher for me to sit in.
When we've done the practice, electrocutions, it's been uncomfy.
Yeah, and then he's incarcerated for, again, nothing bad to his belief, but he was selling meth. So, wow.
Well,
we should write one of these people. You know, we all mess up.
Yeah, we've all done that.
Larry says hello to all those amazing, beautiful, extraordinary women / sisters. Hey, Jake. My name is Larry. I'm 37, brown eyes, and a handsome smile. See, people need more confidence on the apps, I think.
Larry's got to figure it out. Yeah.
I mean, just, I find each day to be too short for all the thoughts I want to express and can't wait for all the walks I love but am now limited to. He loves to write books. He'd enjoy to hear from you, enjoy some laughs, some ideas, some smiles. I believe that when heaven lies at your feet and whatever you allow inside your heaven is totally up to you. I mean,
that was a little confusing, but I sure.
Heaven lies at your feet, and whatever you allow inside your heaven is totally up to you.
So he allowed prison floors into his heaven. He's like, this is perfect. This is what I wanted. No, I will say,
not on death row.
Here's my takeaway from today's episode.
He did kill somebody.
Here's my summary of today's episode.
The person at his feet is now in heaven.
Nice.
Thanks.
There you go. If you are out there single and you're making a dating profile, pretend you're in prison because that seems to get the most honest profiles out of people.
It's confident. Hey, don't tell me. Trey. I've got a nice smile. I'm handsome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a real job, but I still think you should respect it.
Yep.
And, you know, yeah, I am a YouTuber. Suck it. And when I like get home,
consensually,
I gotta scrub the
bathroom.
That's
what got me into this mess.
Yeah.
I'm
in prison for Scrum in the bathroom, man.
Yeah, I think could use a little more honesty. Less
write a prisoner.
Yeah, more honesty, more transparency, less like at the party you can find me wherever the nachos are.
Dude, we should write a prisoner. Rectis, let us know if we should write a prisoner. How cool though? You say, hey, we're us in the podcast gang are writing you. What's up? Not in a dating way.
No, like, just sure, like I'm what's sure good a with
platonic
prison?
Platonic way, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's up? What are you up to?
What's the food
just
like?
Just chilling, you.
Yeah. Are you busy?
Be great.
Probably not. Dude, what if, like, we start writing a prisoner, everyone gets really into it, and then we get ghosted by the prisoner? It's like, dang. This dude had nothing going on. He still couldn't write it back.
Just write instead of 4, 5, 6 letters.
Dude, I know you're seeing these.
I know you're seeing these. Listen, I don't know if it's something I said, but I swear, if you give me another chance, I can make it right.
I could totally redeem myself.
Totally redeem myself. And then the person's like, dude, stop writing me, or, you know, I'll kill you.
Like, look, I'll make it up to you. I got this girl for you, Cheyenne. Mm-hmm. What if I connect you guys? Will you please write me back?
Okay. Thank you guys for all the dating apps. I'll have to do that again. That was a blast.
Yeah, and it'll be cool to see the feedback of this. But
seen some people wanting it. So let's round out with a little segment of Triggered.
Oh, okay. Triggered.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That is right. It's been a while. Jake, anything been triggering you lately?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something off the top of my head right now.
Pause real quick.
Okay.
There. Yeah, we don't have to get a couple triggers and wrap it up.
Come back tight on you because I was wide.
Cool.
I have one. Yeah, that was hilarious. That was crazy.
The boat being in the way.
Thought of one.
WWE tonight. They've got some. You got one? I'll do one, you do one, I'll go back and I'm
great.
Sure something will.
Yeah, cool.
Starting tight on me.
Yes.
My first triggered is, again, rental cars.
Ooh.
We just got back from New Brunswick, New Jersey, had a great weekend of show. Shout out to everyone who came. And there,
talked about that.
I know. We do rental cars. And just these customer service, when you go to you're waiting somewhere in line and people in front of you, 15 minutes. What are they doing? What could they possibly...
I think this all the time when I get to, or even like today at a coffee shop drive-thru, I'm like, how are they there for 10 minutes? When I get to the window, they're going to hand me my coffee. I'm going to hand them my credit card. We're done in 10 seconds.
What do you want? Coffee. $4. Bye. Rental cars. It's like I go up and say, what's your name? Let me... ID, license and ID. Okay, sir. You have that. And, you know, click, click, sign, sign. I'm done. Few minutes.
It's so easy.
How why am I in line for 15 minutes? What are they... They're typing. I saw this one girl. She was just talking her leg off. They were just having a chat. It's like, are you guys is this a catch up?
Yeah.
Or we run at a rental car company here. Get a move on. And then they hand me the we finally get, they're like, we'll bring the rental car around. I was like, oh, how
can
long
just tell
will
me
that
like
take?
A parking spot? Yeah. I'll go find it myself.
So we see this other poor guy in our car. We had to wave him down. He's like, yeah, man, they told me this. I think it's wrong. We finally get the car. Just hand me the keys. I prepaid online. Shouldn't there just be I just walk in and get my keys?
Yeah.
Basically,
it could be way easier than it is.
I have 10 minutes, someone, 10 minutes of person just typing and they go in. Okay, and so, yeah, just the thing you already booked online? Still sound good? Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing? And then that's it.
Every time you get to the counter, they ask you the questions that you selected on the website when you reserved it. Now, do you want to accept our car insurance? No, I already said no on the website.
It's literally if I go grocery shopping and it's like I go through the self-checkout.
And then
it's like $42. And then I have to step to some person who types for 10 minutes and goes, so do you still want that same stuff at the same price? Yes! I already did this.
I did it myself. Yeah, why is it not just like a scan my ID, go pick up the card, don't talk to any humans. That seems like we can't be that far away from that. And before we even got to budget, remember, we were waiting on a shuttle for like 15 minutes, and eventually we just looked up on Google Maps. Like, all right, it's like a quarter mile away. Why are we waiting on a shuttle? Let's just walk there.
Lugged our luggage across the parking lot. Yeah.
Goodness. Yeah. It also reminds me when you, the second flight we took, or on the flight back yesterday, you know, we go up to the woman who's like standing there behind the, like, you know, 18 panes of glass to check. You know, you scan your boarding pass, and then they look at your ID, you pull your mask down, you're good. That's the process.
Yep.
I hand her my ID. I go to scan my phone. Maybe this happened to you. She goes, don't scan your phone. I don't totally hear it or catch it. Don't scan your phone. Don't scan your phone. I need just your ID.
Yeah.
I was like, what would have happened if I had scanned my phone? Did that happen to you? Was she like very adamant about that?
I've just had some people. There's some airports where they need you to scan the phone. And some are like ID only. And they're very aggressive about it. Like,
ID only. Yeah. It's like, all right. Well, every other airport does this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's who knows what would happen.
TSA is going rogue these days. Yeah. Sorry, this isn't triggering that much, but some are like, laptops out of the bags. So I'm like, just leave your laptops in there. You know what? Shoes are fine. I'm like, really? Yeah, you're fine today. Today we're just doing the walkthrough thing. It's just, I'm cool with the walkthrough, but it seems like they're just dealer's choice.
So some of these airports are getting lazy. I'm TSA pre-check, and I got to go in the common people's line. They just like hand me a laminate, like... 8x11 papers, like just hand this to them. So now I'm in line with all these buffoons. Yeah. Part of going to pre-check,
you're with people traveling.
I'm with the traveler people. We know what we're doing. Let's get it out. And then I'm behind some old lady who's like, "So what? I need to take. I can't bring in a 2-liter with me. I can't." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, why do we 2 separate lines? That's what I signed up for.
I didn't know. I wanted to bring my grandson fireworks. Yeah, I didn't know. I thought you guys would understand.
Come on." What's the Second Amendment, right? I can't. What do you, ma'am? It's an airport.
I think Herbie Hancock would have let me bring a rifle on an airplane.
So yep, got me fired up.
My triggered comes from this weekend. I know I already told you the story, but the recties don't know it. I had a friend of mine come to a show on Friday night. And it was fun. So before the show, I went out just to say hi and figure out where she's sitting, like make sure everything's good. Like, oh, so glad you're here. Thanks for showing up. Because it was kind of a surprise. And she told me after the show that, and, you know, and I went up and only talked to her for probably 5 minutes before the show. Thanks for being here. See you afterwards. Whatever. She goes to the bathroom. A couple women in the bathroom approach her, grab her by the arm. Hey, are you okay? Is everything okay with you? I saw Jake come up and talk to you. Are you safe? Are you going to be okay tonight? So that was triggering for like 9 different reasons. Yeah. Why did my friend even relay that to me? I'm better off not knowing that story.
Yeah. To be, you were the only one in the comedy club with your shirt off.
And once again, I thought my sister was there. That's why I had my shirt off.
Right.
I thought she was going to be there.
It's normal.
Yeah. I wanted the egg yolk down my back. Mm-hmm. I wanted to feel it. And yeah, I don't know if that's happening often when I talk to women. I don't know. I had 2 buttons unbuttoned that night. Yeah. It was the weekend.
When we've been at coffee shops working on stuff, you go to the bathroom and girls will approach me like, are you safe?
Are you okay? Like, did you find him?
I already selected interested in women. Do I have to?
They come up to you like, is this one of your writeaprisoner.com boys?
Yeah.
Are you safe? Is he going to claim self-defense? Yeah, I couldn't believe that. Maybe that I was just like, man, I really feel like pretty non-threatening. I don't know if my body language, I don't know what it was, but that's a bummer.
Were you doing some guns or something, or the
finger guns were just a little too much.
Some shoulder action. I don't know.
It could have been the shoulders.
It's too bad. Yeah, that's a tough look in the mirror, man.
It was. Mm. I was like, I am a threatening guy now.
Yeah.
5'10", white, and heterosexual.
Yeah.
I'm every serial killer. So maybe I get it.
Yeah. Interesting. What else was to say? Oh, I was also triggered. Our shows went amazing.
They're awesome.
Great. But 6. I was triggered by Danielle.
Danielle. Who's
Danielle? Danielle was screaming during my entire set.
Oh, yeah, she's probably listening to this.
Yeah, she probably is. I wanted to hear this. Don't come to another show, Danielle.
She was screaming during mine.
Oh.
I was like, okay.
I have to say this first and foremost. We go to all these comedy clubs, we go to all these venues, we have sold out shows, it is a blast, and the people that work there literally always make a comment to us.
Saying, every time.
We don't know what's good. You have the nicest fans. It's like a bunch of sweet people who they're like, all right, everyone, just because someone comes up and starts the show, like, just, you know, keep your phones up, please keep table talk to a minimum, and everyone does it. It's like respectful,
very great rule time. Following people.
So if you can imagine, if you're on stage, especially comedy club, it's still small. There's only a couple hundred people in there. If you're chatting it up, everyone in the room can hear it.
Oh, it's so obnoxious.
And all this is distracting to me trying to do a show, but everyone there is like, you know, it's like talking to a movie or something. You're like,
yeah,
shut up. So I've never done this before. We've only had a few instances. Maybe someone, there's always maybe a few people who drink too much and they're kind of like
a little chatty,
a little yelly, but it's not too bad. Or I can think of one or two instances where someone was just like going on and on, and you maybe,
but usually you can kind of overpower it.
You'd overpower it, or maybe you make one little joke to kind of snap them back to reality of like, oh, I should probably tone it down.
Or if you just don't give them attention, then mm-hmm. they kind of lose interest. They're like, well, he's not doing anything.
So there was some of that. I was just powering through. I was going. I was, you know, make comments here and there. I try to like get quiet, get loud, and overall doing okay. But this one voice just kept going and going. Even during, like, when I'll pause where it gets real quiet. Most people,
like, oh, it's quiet.
Yeah, you don't want to be bold enough to keep shouting. She just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, first she keeps going. She yells out when it's real quiet, and I just go shh, and everyone laughs. And so that's my first cue to like, okay, people are on
my team.
And instead of, if I've ever done any semblance of that, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
She's just doubling down, yelling. What was she saying? Oh, she kept going.
She was screaming jean shorts during my set.
Jean shorts, Maddox, where's Katie? And
that doesn't even really make sense to yell.
And so then she gave me one and goes, okay, fine. What's your name, ma'am? So you want to talk so much, what's your name? She goes, Danielle. I go, Danielle, shut your mouth. And everyone cheered. And I was like, that was awesome. It's a weird place to be where I'm applauded for telling a female stranger to be quiet.
Yeah.
Everyone was on board. And I met a few people after the show. They're like, dude, thanks. Holy cow, she was talking the whole show. So, yeah, that had me triggered. You just don't do that. And I didn't enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do that. We'd love the people to come out of the show, but that was triggering.
I think it was, you finally, yeah. You waited until it became a problem and you did an appropriate, you know, response to it.
And I remember being on stage. I remember just being like kind of fired up. I was like, I'm just going to go for it and tell someone to be quiet and kind of scared too. And then I would just remember thinking it was so funny that everyone
was like, yeah.
It was the biggest reaction all weekend.
Oh,
like, yeah.
I was in the green room. Al and I were talking, so I didn't hear what you said, but I was like, whoa, he doesn't normally get like a huge applaud break at that point. Like, what happened? Yeah. Something had to have happened. I could tell something like that. And so, anyway, I know Danielle still had a good time. I talked to her after the show. We got a picture. She had a phenomenal time.
Oh, you took a picture? Well, great. She would deserve a picture with you, dude. Was she?
We couldn't get a good one because she was yelling the whole time. So, you know, a mouth open pic.
Yeah, you're like, let's take a photo. Everyone smile. She's going, Where's Katie? I don't know.
But no, the shows were awesome. Good vibes in New Jersey.
Everyone was so great. Complimentary of the show. We've got North Carolina in a few weeks. And then we're on the Art of Field tour, but the big bunch of 37 cities, 2 months.
Theaters instead of comedy clubs.
Getting after it. We've got
all ages.
A few more shows just sold out, so don't get your tickets.
Yeah.
Kansas City just sold out.
Did it really? Well, it's about that. I can't wait. I'm about to get more texts than I've ever gotten now that Kansas City sold out. Hey, man, just saw the tickets were sold out.
If you don't remember me, it was self-defense, but if I can get out on bail,
I would love to come to a show.
Me from high school.
As long as, I don't know where the Upland Theater is. It's not within 500 yards of a playground, is it?
Yeah.
If not, can I get some free tickets? Because then we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of bathrooms, right? Because I have some bad LDS. And my goodness.
Oh my gosh, dude, that was such a good part of this. Just all around good episode, dude.
Good episode.
We're failing it today. Good vibes.
All right.
Good stuff.
Okay, that's a wrap. Like I said, get the tickets, treykennedy.com/tour, and
come meet us on the road.
Yep, New Jersey all are a blast. We got some more shows coming and can't wait to show you the show. Y'all have a good week.
Correct opinions, thank you.
New Jersey, yeah.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.